A 17th century document held by the Norfolk Record Office details the high drama of a spectacular clash of egos that took place more than 300 years ago, which led to the last duel to be fought on Norfolk soil. The story also involves the famous ghostly dog Black Shuck, whose story originates in Bungay. The gentlemen in question were Norfolk dignitaries Sir Henry Hobart and Oliver Leneve. Hobart and Leneve could not be more mismatched, both in personality and combat skills. Hobart was the proud owner of Blickling Hall, the fourth baronet and former Whig MP of King's Lynn. He had been knighted by Charles II at the tender age of 13 and was described as, quote, sophisticated, headstrong and argumentative. Conversely, his opponent was a staunch Tory supporter. Leneve was a renowned lawyer and the owner of Great Witchingham Hall. Unlike the upstanding Hobart, Leneve was a hedonistic country gentleman through and through, preferring to spend his time hunting and fishing, and he was a well-known drinker. The combatants were to come to blows over rumours that Leneve was supposed to have circulated relating to Hobart's cowardly conduct at the Battle of the Boyne in 1690. Hobart consequently held Leneve and his gossiping responsible for the loss of his seat in Parliament in 1698. Hobart's wrath culminated in challenging Leneve to a duel in the same year. As a consummate swordsman, he knew that fate would be on his side. Society had long accepted duelling as an honourable way to maintain one's reputation, and indeed, to decline a duel was a matter of shame. Leneve had no choice but to accept. The location was determined accordingly as Cawston Heath, a point equidistant between Great Witchingham and Blickling. For reasons lost in the mists of time, the duel was to be fought illegally, without the presence of seconds. These were neutral men who were given the task of ensuring that the duel was fought in honourable conditions, with equally deadly weapons, and to mutually decide the duration of the duel. It is said that the only witness of this illegal wrangle was a servant girl, who hid behind the bushes on Cawston Heath, looking on in terror. Ultimately, the duel was brutal and rapid. Hobart's lightning-fast reflexes thrust his sword into Leneve's arm, but became entangled in his enemy's coat. Hobart was, in essence, disarmed. Leneve took advantage of his disorientation and ran his sword swiftly through Hobart's stomach. The duel was over almost before it had begun. Hobart was rushed to his home at Blickling, but succumbed to his injury and died of his wounds the following day. Leneve, realising the magnitude of his conduct, fled to Holland. Had he not done so, Hobart's powerful friends and family may well have petitioned for him to be convicted of murder. 2 years later, the dust had settled, and Leneve made a cautious return to Norfolk, where he was arrested and stood trial at Thetford Assizes. To his joy, he was acquitted. Some say his easygoing and affable nature had not been forgotten by his circle of influential local townspeople. But many say that Hobart's ghost haunts the bedroom where he passed away in the southwest turret of Blickling Hall, moaning in agony as his fatal wounds torment him endlessly. At this point, rather surprisingly, Black Shuck enters the story. He is first recorded in Bungay in 1577 as a monstrous and terrifying hound who entered the church in a thunderstorm and killed two men. According to an account first published in 1927, a strange dog, like Black Shuck, with the eyes of Hobart, appeared at Hobart's funeral, and the sexton discovered the following morning that Hobart's body had been unearthed. So it was moved to a location in the park, but it was again found unearthed and was then laid to rest underwater in the Blickling Lake. Following the catching of a huge eel in the lake, the dog appeared again, but was tamed by a wizard from London and walled up in the southeast turret. Black Shuck allegedly made another appearance over a century later, when the squire's sister thought that he was hiding behind a tapestry in the drawing room of Blickling Hall, and strangely her brother revealed that he had had the bricked-up turret opened only the previous day. A stone urn, hidden just off the Holt Road near Causton, was erected in 1770 to commemorate the duel, and can still be seen today. It's said that on a clear night, the clashing of ghostly swords can be heard, as the sworn enemies continued to reenact their fatal encounter for eternity.